Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Arizona in the news. War on patriots in Arizona, including they have now indicted my friend and COO of Turning Point Action, Tyler Boyer. If you want to support Turning Point, it's very simple. tpaction.com or tpusa.com. The best revenge is to win. It's that simple. This is unprecedented. It's personal. They're coming after all of us. You think that they would just let us sit idly by? No, we are dealing with Soviets. Maoists. Email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And again, support Turning Point USA at tpusa.com or Turning Point Action at tpaction.com. Very soon, you'll hear that knock on the door and they might come and arrest you next. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We're broadcasting live from the 48th state, Arizona, where we always do, but it is especially important to mention that today. Last evening, the internet went ablaze with breaking news from the state of Arizona. The Attorney General of Arizona is Chris Mayes. She should not be the Attorney General of Arizona. Remember, she won by 280 votes with millions of votes cast. They found all these extra votes out in the Native American reservations, weren't allowed to contest signature verification. All the polling places that went down on Election Day, Abe Hamadeh should be the Attorney General of Arizona. So you'd wonder if someone wins by, I don't know, 280 votes, they'd realize they don't exactly have a mandate to become a flaming Bolshevik. That if you win by 280 votes, you don't exactly have a signal from the people of Arizona that you can just go full Letitia James, throw the law out, and just go after your political enemies. When you win by 280 votes, I just want to say win. When you are put into office by 280 votes, you'd think there'd be some humility that it was super razor thin and you barely had more ballots than the other person, but no. She's acting as if she won by 2 million votes, as if Arizona is Connecticut or Arizona is New Jersey or that Arizona is California. Last evening, Chris Mayes did what was foreshadowed slightly in the media. Is she going to do it? 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 Well, she did. And she is following a pattern, but this is worse than any of the other states of what happened in Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, and now Arizona. The media is framing this as going after fake electors. Fake electors? What even is that? Well, according to the Electoral Count Act, every state has to send in their electors to the National Archives. There were so many questions around the 2020 election that were pending that the great patriots of Arizona, relying on legal counsel, by the way, relying on precedents, made a decision alongside Michigan and Nevada, which is if conclusive fraud surfaces before January 6th, because all these investigations were ongoing, these court cases were ongoing, if they don't send their electors into the Electoral College to be presented in front of Mike Pence on January 6th, then there would be no possible way to potentially have the rightful winner of the state be selected on January 6th. They were doing this because many people, including Democrats, said that electoral votes had to be cast on December 14th. They had to be cast on by December 14th. So 11 patriots in Arizona, one of whom you know quite well, who is the chief operating officer and longtime friend of me and of Turning Point USA, Tyler Boyer, a patriot, RNC committeeman, running the largest ballot chasing operation and the largest GOTV effort in the country. In fact, Tyler Boyer is right here on the top of the indictment. Kelly Ward, Tyler Boyer, Nancy Cottle, Jake Hoffman, Anthony Kern. These are members of the legislature. Jim Layman, who ran for the U.S. Senate. Robert Montgomery, Samuel Moorhead, Lorraine Pellegrino, Gregory Safston, Michael Ward, not to mention seven Trump attorneys. What is the crime here? Well, let's first go back in time. They signed a piece of paper that potentially could have been used to select electors. In fact, their crime is so deceptive, they tweeted it out and sent out a press release. She is charging them with conspiracy, fraudulent schemes and artifices, fraudulent schemes and practices, and forgery. Forgery for signing a document believing that Donald Trump won the state of Arizona. And if that is proven in the courts, we want to make sure we have a backup plan. Now, this would be super radical unless there was this pesky little 1960 issue. And by the way, forgery, when you publicly announce what you are doing and why and issue a press release, it's hard to call that forgery, Chris Mays. Yeah, this is the picture of those patriots. Tyler Boyer right there, Jim Layman. They're saying that they were trying to subvert the election system. They put up a picture and tweeted out what they were doing. Now, the media is making fun of them. Oh, they did forgery in plain sight. Hold on a second. They did forgery to conspire in plain sight and announced exactly what they were doing in real time. And in fact, Democrats said, you better get your electoral votes in by December 14th if you want them to count. So they had a decision to make. There were all these pending court cases. They very well might have, a judge could have said, you know what? These signatures don't match. I'm throwing out 15,000 votes in Arizona. Trump would have won. And if they would not have sent in their electors, then there is no way, regardless of the decision of those court cases, that Trump would have received those electoral votes. They took the advice of Lawrence Lessig, a liberal Harvard professor. They took the advice of Van Jones, who wrote 6 weeks before that they should do this if the election was in dispute. The intelligentsia of the Democrat Party has been pushing this idea for a long time because it's not an unfounded idea. Let's go back in time to the 1960 presidential election. A race between Kennedy and Nixon. Hawaii was very closely contested. While Hawaii certified Richard Nixon as the winner of the state's electoral votes, Democrats said no, JFK won. Democrats, John Fitzgerald Kennedy and his team, assembled their own slate of electors and submitted their votes to the National Archives to be counted while the state worked out the contest in the courts. So two states of electors were sent in the 1960 election, Kennedy and Nixon. They were both sent to the National Archives. They were both sent in to be counted. Now, what's so important about this is that the judge came out who ruled on this and said that if both sides would not have sent their electors, there's no way that this could be rectified. But get this. Importantly, the Democrats who sent in their electors ended up being the slate of electors that were selected. After certifying Nixon's electors, Hawaii's recount concluded that Kennedy had won the state by 115 votes. The state's governor retracted the Nixon certification and submitted a new one in favor of Kennedy. But this is the kicker, and this is a quote from a Politico article, quote, Judge Ronald Jameson agreed that the certified Kennedy electors were legitimate. But more importantly, Jameson said that if they would not have met and gathered on December 19th, 1960, as prescribed by the Electoral Count Act, that there's no way those electoral votes could have gone to JFK. Rather than suggest that Democratic electors committed fraud, the judge pointed to the meeting as a key step that preserved their ability to be counted after the recount, showing Kennedy had actually won the state. So Tyler Boyer and Kelly Ward and all of these patriots, when they met, they were looking at the 1960 precedent. They were looking at what this judge said. And they said, look, this thing could end up becoming in Trump's favor. It's 10,000 votes with 4 million votes cast. The Arizona Trump electors were doing what they thought was a legally necessary step as part of a wider political and legal dispute. They acted in the belief that Donald Trump was the true winner of Arizona in the 2020 election. I believe he was the true winner if we had actual signature verification and robust voter registration. But guess what? If you don't agree with me, you're allowed to have opinions not shared by the government. You're allowed to sign documents even if they're wrong. I happen to believe they're right. You're allowed to make cases in court that you lose. You're allowed to contest and petition your government. But now these folks are facing years in prison, these patriots, because they signed a piece of paper exercising their constitutional ability to petition the government. Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is balance in nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use promo code CHARLIE to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. That is 800-246-8751. And use discount code CHARLIE or online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. So yesterday, there was new polling in Arizona that came out. What did the polling show? The last couple polls, Trump up 4, Trump up 4, Trump up 5. The one yesterday, Trump up 7. Donald Trump up 7 points in Arizona. And then a couple hours later, boom, this thing drops. They've been working on this for 4 years. For 4 years. And they just dropped this right before an election. And this one is different than all the other indictments we've seen. This is wider ranging, involving Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, and then the rank and file, Kelly Ward. Turning Point's Tyler Boyer. And I'm going to do a whole thing on the Tyler Boyer wrinkle here. Because they're happy to go after the largest ballot chasing operation and to try to get some bruises on Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. We'll talk about that in a second. But Chris Mays, the Attorney General of Arizona, she comes out and she says, this is not a political decision. Oh, really? This was just a couple weeks ago, Chris Mays. Play cut 118.
Well, you know, as my colleague from Massachusetts just mentioned, we absolutely have to get President Biden reelected, because one of my fears is, despite the fact that, you know, Republicans said they wanted to send this back to states for states to decide, I think there's a real movement in the sort of extreme elements of the Republican Party.
We absolutely have to get Joe Biden reelected. Someone on our team should give her advice. If you're going to go do cable hits, like within the window of time when you're about to indict 17 people that are involved in the Trump campaign, you probably shouldn't say that we absolutely need to get Donald Trump reelected. Not a good look. But what is the crime here? Did Kelly Ward and Anthony Kern and Jake Hoffman plant a bunch of pipe bombs? Did they organize the takeover of American cities like the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? Did they go burn down a Wendy's? What is the crime here? Oh, the crime is following the Democrat template that was theorized, implemented in the 1960 election by Democrats, and pushed by Lawrence Lessig and Van Jones. That's the crime. And they say, well, they're trying to subvert our democracy. You understand, there's no going back from this. This has never happened in American history, where you have this naked abuse of political power. Count one, conspiracy. Count two, fraudulent schemes and artifices. fraudulent schemes and practices, and they know what they're doing. They're trying to slow down this movement. And so now Tyler, who's CEO of Turning Point Action, who we have his back 100%, by the way, 100%. People say, Charlie, how can we help Tyler? How can we help these people? The best way to help them is just to help Turning Point. That's the best answer I have for you. Go to tpusa.com, tpaction.com. We're obviously helping Tyler out with the legal stuff. But more important than that, the best message you can send is that they will not slow down our movement. That this will be rocket fuel. We're going to work even harder to make sure these people are displaced from power. They don't believe that they can win through traditional norms or means. They will not be able to win through a traditionally administered election. So they want to try to have Tyler weighed down with lawyer meetings, having to get booked like he's some sort of criminal. And let me just say this, how repulsive this is, Chris Mays. Our state is being overrun by the cartels on a daily and hourly basis. We have thousands of people pouring across the southern border into this border state of Arizona. And your priority is that the decent and good patriots that you might not like signed a document that was historically precedented, that was legally justified, so that if and when a court decision came down and decided that Donald Trump was the winner of Arizona or that ballots were in question, that there would have been an opportunity for those electoral votes to be counted as following the Electoral Vote Count Act. But you are not laying a hand on the sex trafficking, the burglary, the arson, the sleeper cells, the NGOs that have infiltrated the southern border. No, your priority is exactly what you said on television. We absolutely must reelect Joe Biden. And that's what makes Democrats different than Republicans. They are willing in public to use their political power to hold on to political power. What if I told you that most of the notable diaper brands support abortion, even footing the bill for their employees to travel to have an abortion? It's one thing to reject your customers. It's another thing to support their termination. If you're a parent sickened by woke corporations supporting the destruction of American values and our most precious blessing, our children, then meet Every Life, America's pro-life diaper brand. Finally, a baby brand that aligns with your values and is unapologetically pro-life. Every Life believes that no matter where someone is from, what they look like, planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle worth protecting and defending. Every Life offers high-performing premium diapers and wipes created with your little ones in mind. Their diapers are made without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. It's a wonderful company. I can speak for it personally. It's amazing. Go to everylife.com for diapers and wipe bundles delivered right to your doorstep and feel good knowing every purchase changes lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. Learn more today at everylife.com. That is everylife.com. Use promo code Charlie for 10% off your order today. So who are the ones that were pushing this alternate elector plan? Well, it's Democrats. Democrats have been the ones that have been pushing it for quite some time. Would they get indicted for launching a conspiracy? Let's play cut 126.
Now, it's usually a straightforward process, but let's say one of the candidates questions the legitimacy of the state's count. The governor could choose not to certify the electors' votes. Or, though this is really unlikely, the state legislature could decide to contest the election and send a different count to Congress, meaning Congress could end up with no results or with competing results from the same state. Now, that's a violation of federal law, so Congress would no longer have to honor that state's electors at all. Now, the House and the Senate can then decide which result is valid or throw out the votes from that state altogether. Now, I know you think I'm crazy, but this actually happened. No matter what happens, somebody has got to take the oath of office on January 20th.
So help me God.
If both the president and the vice president are still undecided, the Speaker of the House temporarily gets that job.
So when was this video made? Oh, before the 2020 election. Play cut 127.
It was 1876, shortly after the Civil War. Samuel Tilden won the popular vote, but there were 19 electoral votes in dispute. Congress had to step in and broker a compromise. Rutherford Hayes was eventually named president in exchange for the end of Reconstruction and the withdrawal of federal troops from the South. Here's where things get even more interesting. If a candidate still doesn't have a majority of electoral votes by the end of this process, the 12th Amendment says the House of Representatives decides who will be president, and each state delegation gets one vote. The Senate picks a vice president.
They were wargaming in public. They were wargaming now what they have indicted the great patriots of Arizona for. And if you read this indictment, this is the death of the rule of law. I've said this repeatedly, and I'll say it again. I used to look fondly on the American legal system. I really thought we had the best legal system in the world. There are protocols and rules where you just don't cross that Rubicon. You don't make up novel legal theories to go after your political opponents. There are norms and customs, and they were respected. But Chris Mays, who's in office because of a illegitimate election, 250 votes, give me a break. Instead of going to the middle and trying to build consensus, it's 280 votes. I'm sorry, ballots, I should say, 280 ballots. They go after the rank and file. I hope you understand this. This is a point worth reiterating. This is a top-down, bottom-up squeeze on our movement. As Donald Trump is in a courtroom and they have him on effectively courthouse arrest, he can't campaign. God bless him, his campaigning consists of 5-minute press gaggles, Truth Social posts, talking to construction workers and going to bodegas. He's making the most of it. I spoke to the president last evening. He's in great spirits. You would never know that he was in court under this nonsense. But it's not just about Trump. That's the important thing. You see, when I speak to the never Trump oligarchs, which every so often I encounter them, they say, Charlie, it's just Trump is a stain on our country. We have to just get rid of him. That's how they justify this. But hold on. It's not about just an individual. It is about casting the entire movement. They want to eradicate anybody that believes in the promise of making this country great, that wants to bring this country back to excellence. And so what is Tyler Boyer doing right now? Tyler Boyer has to now, who I've known now for 9 years and worked with him and built this whole, the largest organization in the conservative movement. Yesterday, Tyler Boyer was, do we have a picture of that ballot chasing training? I think we should. We tweeted it out. Yesterday, Tyler Boyer was hiring ballot chasers. Yesterday, he was in the weeds of getting people onboarded, giving them the mobile technology, how to be an effective communicator to build community-based relationships. And then from on high, the Arizona Attorney General's office strikes and sends a legal Tomahawk missile. No, they are directly interfering with this election, taking people that are in charge of the largest get-out-the-vote operations and trying to sideline them. It's not going to work. We stand by every single one of these people more than ever before, Tyler especially. I work with Tyler. And it emboldens all of us. This makes us want to win even more, and it should you. And this is the whole ballgame here. Bloomberg Morning Consult poll, Donald Trump up 7 in Arizona. Donald Trump up 5 in Arizona, Wall Street Journal poll. They cannot win with persuasion. They cannot win. That right there, that's our latest ballot chasing class. We're doing this every week. We're onboarding new full-time ballot chasers right there up on screen. Look at those amazing patriots. And they are now going to be embedding in their community, building relationships, finding low propensity voters. And what does Chris Mays say about this? Indict them. Take them off the field. This is very similar to a trend that I've noticed on campuses over the last decade of doing this work. They cannot debate us on equal and fair terms. They must use instruments of power to try and prevent us from speaking, to prevent us from participating, and to interfere with our capacity to win elections. And some people say, oh, you know, Trump's getting what he deserves. And this is not just about Trump. This is casting a net on the entire political apparatus. And they know what they're doing. Last night when MSNBC reported this, they made note that, again, there's all these defendants, right? Michael Ward, Gregory Safston, Lorraine Pellegrino, great patriots. Vaughn Hilliard, who is a reporter from MSNBC, do we have that clip, guys? He isolated Tyler Boyer. Out of all the ones he could isolate, he said, you know, Tyler Boyer runs Turning Point, this large organization that runs millions of dollars and is doing all this work. That is signal right there from MSNBC. They are signaling to you precisely and exactly the implications politically for this. They say that we're a Trump-aligned group. Yeah, guilty as charged. And it is the everyday individual that is now being targeted. This is a multi-pronged attack against you, against us, against our country. And dare I repeat myself, where is the one Republican attorney general in the country who is willing to invoke some deterrence, some mutually assured destruction? They're indicting regular, everyday patriots for signing a piece of paper for an idea that the Democrats came up with. This is her indictment of the whole thing. Let's play cut 120.
Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state. The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
Hold on a second. Their explanation is called intent, Chris Mays. And in the criminal courts, you have to prove intent. This is not a civil court matter. And so did these individuals have the intent to usurp the democracy? Which, who, what does that even mean? It means the oligarchy? No, their intent was to have a separate set of electors. And now they all might go to jail for a very long time because of this. They're coming after every single one of us. If you dare to speak out, they will criminalize you. And this is why I get so fired up at the Vichy French Republicans in Washington, D.C., sending more money to Ukraine. Let the FBI spy on us. Where is the opposition party in this country? They are taking us out one by one. And yes, thankfully at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action, we have a political machine that will sustain this, that will grow stronger because of this, but not everybody has that. We are very, very blessed. And we're going to come out stronger because of this. But where's the opposition party? Sending more money to Ukraine? Jim Jordan, when are we going to start to have hearings to find out about the interstate collusion, about how they are indicting alternate electors, something that is constitutionally protected? Are we just going to put up with this? We have to wait to the next election? If we do not have an opposition party force in this country, they will bulldoze all of us. There will not be an election. Before I play this piece of tape, a friend of mine always asks the question. It's called the rocking chair test. It's when you are 85, 90 years old and you're sitting in the rocking chair on your porch thinking about your life. How do you want to remember it? So how do we want to remember this moment? This is a dark, heavy, heavy chapter in American history. The legacy that I want to leave and that you want to leave and Tyler wants to leave is that we didn't give up when they threw everything they had at us. They are blitzkrieging us. They are trying to cluster bomb the movement. They're trying to invoke our surrender. But I know I speak for the entire Turning Point USA staff, the entire Turning Point Action staff. This only motivates us more. We've been through a lot, and we'll be through more. Indicting one of our leaders? Game on. And the way we're going to respond is not going to make them happy. How are you going to respond, Charlie? By chasing ballots. By registering new voters. That's how we're going to respond. By flooding precincts with full-time ballot chasers equipped with mobile technology ready to win. We're going to invigorate tens of thousands of new volunteers. That's how we're going to respond. Because we don't have a Republican attorney general ready to go defend us. We don't have a House. We don't have a Senate. Okay, we have the people. Von Hilliard, reporter for NBC, he knows what he's talking about. He's known as Mr. Arizona. He loops me into this whole thing. You see, he could have mentioned anyone on this list, but it's Turning Point that he isolates. He knows what he's talking about because he knows that Chris Mays is trying to slow down our movement, trying to chill our speech, trying to throw sand in our gears. Play cut 134.
Right. And let's just use Tyler Boyer as an example. Tyler Boyer is not going to be a household name to most folks, but he is the RNC committee man from Arizona. So he is the one that at every RNC meeting, winter meeting, summer meeting, he's the one that has a vote for Arizona, picks the chair of the party, for example. He is the person who is not only one of these fake electors indicted, but also RNC committee man, but he's also the chief operating officer of Turning Point USA, which is the Charlie Kirk organization, the Trump-aligned organization that has garnered millions of dollars and has effectively taken over the Arizona Republican Party in recent years. Tyler Boyer, Charlie Kirk, they're close with the likes of Kerry Lake, Abe Hamadeh, who was the opponent to Chris Mays in the attorney general's race in 2022 and was an election denier.
They're gloating at finding an excuse to indict a formidable political actor. That's what this is. Here's Tyler Boyer. Here's all the reasons he's important to the right today. Good thing we can send him to prison. That's what that whole segment was about, trying to connect it to us. So the audience, right, which is foaming at the mouth, liberals on MSNBC, Von Hilliard then connected the dots. Again, I have nothing against Von. He gets the facts right. He's actually treated us pretty well, but he knows what he's doing there. He's making all of a sudden this more interesting, the MSNBC audience, where they say, oh, what does this do? Oh, you mean that Charlie Kirk's top lieutenant, Charlie, the guy that is working his tail off 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're making it sound like Tyler runs a drug cartel. And they will not stop. The only way they stop is if they're stopped. I know that sounds so obvious, but they're bragging on cable TV about connecting all the dots here, Turning Point, Charlie Kirk. And again, what is Tyler like running fentanyl from Monterey, Mexico, up to Phoenix? No, no, no. Tyler's crime, Kelly Ward's crime, Jake Hoffman's crime, doing what electors have done in the past in 1960. We must have fortitude. We have resolve. We will not weaken. We will not bend a knee. We certainly won't surrender. In fact, here's our promise. This is jet fuel. This makes us fight even harder. Victory is the only option. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.